exciting place when we moved to town that day. And rows of little white homes that looked like castles all along the way. But after living there a while, we found it wasn't what we thought at all. They had a private little scandal going on behind each castle wall. There was a town council meeting on the day the story came to pass. Someone said, "Miss Brown, we think your little girl is living way too fast. She's been dating older boys and staying out much later than she should. And there's been quite a lot of talk about it going round the neighborhood." Well, Mrs. Brown said, "Since you brought it up, I think I'll tell you what I saw. The day your daughter Ellie and the judge's son went swimming in the Raw. Is that supposed to be a part of what you call learning social grace? 'Cause if it is, I think your people are in trouble here in Satan Place. I heard your neighbor's daughter Betty spent the summer in another town. They say she gained a lot of weight before she left, but now she's trimmed back down. And now I wonder why the banker's son won't even look her in the face. We used to see them both together everywhere they went in Satan Place. Just last week they didn't charge for drunken driving even though she couldn't hardly speak. I hear she brags about the way her daddy gets free liquor by the case from all his bootlegging friends that make a killing here in Satan Place." When Mrs. Brown had finished talking, no one dared to make a single sound. Until the chairman of the meeting wrapped his gavel and looked around. And as his eyes swept across the room at guilty looks on every face, he said, "That wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place. That wraps up this meeting of the Council of Satan Place."